Revoice Podcast Network. The mic is ours.
Welcome back to Bad Attitude, the podcast where we dive into the creative prowess behind local VCU artists. Bad Attitude was created by host slash sound editor Brett Coleman and producer Abby DeCandia. In season three, we'll be sitting down with a variety of creatives that we hope to recognize from VCU and dive into the mind of the individual. On this 16th episode of season three, we're sitting down with Gray, who is a VCU arts major focusing in painting and printmaking currently in their junior year. Gray covers all sorts of art with still life painting, oil painting, and many sketches. They take inspiration from many different forms of media such as music, movies, and more. Well, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Yeah, my name is Gray. I am a junior, as you said. And I would say, like, I guess I define myself as a painter, but that's a loaded word. I think I do a lot of other stuff that falls in there too, yeah.
In November of 2024, you completed making a Hobbit cloak. How was it creating a piece of art that, you know, is not just paint on a canvas, but more so a piece of artistic material? And do you enjoy trying to incorporate other types of media into your art?
Yeah, that was totally, like, I don't know if that was the start, but that was one of the things that definitely...
It was, like, eye-opening.
Yeah, for sure. I think, like, working on, a canvas that isn't stretched on like wooden bars and has, I feel like it has more potential in my art making, I guess. Mm-hmm. I feel like I can do more with it and there's not as much structure, which I like. And just being able to like manipulate the shape, I like that. And also like stitching as a visual pattern is really interesting to me. I don't know, there's a lot there. I think there's also like this idea of comfort and like warmth that I was playing with that, like, I think, and I was talking about the Lord of the Rings before, like,
yeah, you were,
I feel like it's such a beautiful portrayal of like love, platonic and romantic, whatever, that if that's up for debate, I don't know. And so I think I was like exploring those ideas too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember seeing that and I was just like, the amount of detail, the little sword you had on there, so cool. Yeah. Also, like, the way you were showcasing it is just so cool. Yeah. Really cool piece of art.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course. And when you look at the type of art you make, what would you say is the hardest part about your process of really trying to put the paint on the canvas?
Yeah, I think, like, I mean, we were talking about it a bit before, definitely. Knowing when to stop, knowing when it's done.
Yeah.
But also knowing where to start is really hard.
Yeah, definitely.
I think there's this idea that you really have to plan out a concept before you do like a final piece, and I don't do that at all. Like, usually I kind of plan it out as I go and just see what happens with it, and that was definitely the case with that piece. Yeah, I think it's hard to know where to start and when to stop, but it works out most of the time along the way.
Yeah. I also had wanted to bring up, you had this piece right here, a limited oil series you made.
Oh, yeah.
So when you work on this, do you start with a sketch or do you just go straight to the target? Like, where's kind of your thought process there?
Usually I will start with either one or more, like, photo references.
Okay.
Especially for that piece, like, was definitely oriented around having a really strong photo reference. But in pieces that are less like based on reality, I will have like a collection or a collage that I work from.
Okay.
And then I'll do like a quick sketch, like a really rough one in oil paint on the actual canvas, and then I'll just keep adding detail until it's where I want it.
Yeah, I know, there's so much detail there. You know, I look at it and I'm already in Monroe Park, you know? Like, I can already tell I am. The tables, the trees, the lights in the background. Yeah, it's really cool stuff. And when you think of your time you spent at VCU Arts, do you have any classmates in Richmond that you really want to shout out? Or just artists in general that you think should be shouted out?
What a good question. I feel like I'm surrounded by so many incredible minds. God, I don't even know where to start. I think someone that really, like, I resonate with their work ethic and art making is Alexa Moran. I don't know if they've posted recently on their art account, but they're making really cool stuff. Honestly, everyone in my department, I think, is really doing really cool stuff, especially the seniors, who I think it's, God, I don't want to get the date wrong, but there's the senior exhibition coming up for painting printmaking that I would recommend everyone attend.
Okay.
I'm really excited. Yeah.
Yeah, that's big time. Yeah, I just went to my friend. He's a photo major. He just had his exhibit go up at the Anderson, and I went to that. Really cool stuff. A lot of cool stuff. One of the people who we interviewed a few weeks ago, they made a chainmail like garment out of soda caps or like soda tabs. It was crazy. Just putting them all together, and they were like, yeah, they were saying they went through like 4,000 soda tabs.
Oh,
I was
God.
Like, yeah, I don't have the time for that.
Yeah.
Dedication. And if there was one philosophy or like idea that you really try and exhibit in not just your artwork, but in your like day-to-day life, what would it be?
This is gonna sound so cliche, but like I just staying positive.
Yeah.
Like I think there is an instinct to be down on yourself and compare yourself to other artists, especially in the art school setting.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's most important to like gauge yourself based on how much you've improved and how much you can improve, and like just stay on that track and not be concerned about, I mean, I know that's really hard to do, but like trying not to be concerned with how you're keeping up to speed with other people in the same media. Yeah, just definitely like, I don't know, do your own thing and
like go on your own path and really try and, you know, carve your own way out of that, as compared to like looking at other people's. Just really try and capitalize on the differences you have on your own.
Yeah, for sure. Like, what makes your art, I think, is the most important. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about some of your favorite, like, visual artists, if you could name a few? Some that really inspire you.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I was so excited. Over the winter break, I got to see this exhibition with a bunch of my favorite, like, contemporary figurative painters.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Armitage is, I think, my favorite painter right now. He's doing really cool figurative stuff and someone I definitely strive towards. And Jennifer Packer, I think, is in a similar realm. They're kind of like figurative painters that work with the abstract as well.
Okay.
And that's definitely something I'm interested in. Yeah, I would say those in terms of like the painting world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then also like kind of to touch back, you mentioned Bright Eyes earlier, like, what other kind of music you're into that maybe like maybe inspires your work, but also just like, you know, it's your jam. Like what kind of music are you into?
I'm liking a lot of stuff all over the place right now. I like to listen to, God, I've been into Bob Dylan a lot recently.
Yeah. Did you ever watch A Complete Unknown?
Yeah, I had a great time with that.
Yeah,
it
I
was
still
so
need to
fun.
See it.
It's
yeah.
great. Mm-hmm. I mean, some people, you know, say what you want about music biopics, but.
Yeah. I don't know. That is something. I'm a huge music guy. I'm a huge music nerd. And I don't know. There's been some like music biopics that I feel like really do it justice. Even though I haven't seen A Complete Unknown, I think that one looks pretty good. And I bet it probably did. I remember seeing Bohemian Rhapsody, the Queen biopic. Mm-hmm. And I remember watching that when I was younger. And I was like, wow, this is really good. But when I got older, I was like, I don't know, because the thing with those biopic movies, and it's really hard, like, it's really hard to, you know, stick with actually what happened in a timeline-wise. Like, I remember in that movie, they lied about just, like, when an event took place by, like, 5 years. And I get it, you know, you have to make the story really fit. Just be true to the artist and what they have, because, you know, that's the whole reason you're making the project.
Like, all-time material would be Jeff Buckley. Another maybe cliche answer, but he's just so
good. Yeah, of course. Jeff Buckley's amazing. Insane guitar player. Yeah. Yeah, and then you got any socials you'd like to shout out? You got an art art account on Instagram?
Yes, I have an art Instagram. I think it's Gray Matter. I don't remember how many Y's are in there. Three Y's.
Three.
Let's go. Yeah, Gray Matter with three Y's.
All right, well, great. Thanks so much for being on. I really appreciate it.
Really
cool stuff you're doing. Good luck the next few years. You know, really get as much of it you can.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Of course. Bad Attitude was created by host slash sound editor Brett Coleman and producer Abby DeCandia. Bad Attitude is exclusively a product of VCU's Revoice podcast network. While you're at it, go check out a brand new episode of Rate This Plate. Thanks so much for listening to episode 16 of season 3.